It's time for Don't Stump Mike, the Friends version.
Yeah, boy.
This has to be the absolute worst. It has to be.
313-298-WRIF. Thanks to Rock Financial for providing us with some Pistons-Nets tickets.
Monica, when she was fat.
And, of course, Bill Hung will be there.
Singing smelly.
Yeah, William Hung at halftime.
Ross married a lesbian.
I wonder how much
ego monster.
I wonder how much Hung is making off of this gig.
Oh, yeah, I wonder. I wonder if he is getting rich in this.
I bet you he is.
Or if the network and Simon Cowell and all those guys, if they're...
Never knew what kind of work Chandler did.
Really, how much are those people worth? I wonder.
Ross had a son named Ben. Oh my gosh, it's the end of Friends.
I should be paying attention to this because I've never even seen an episode. I should be.
Hey, is this.
They won't be there for me.
I heard something about a Monica go by.
Except for reruns on TV.
You're trying to study for the song.
I'm trying to study.
That's into that.
Oh, man. And, you know, this morning when you were reading through all that stuff, I wasn't paying a lot of attention. I mean, I paid attention to the people that, you know, that were on the show that popped by, like John Lovitz and all that, but...
Oh, yeah, the guests,
Yeah.
And Kevin, don't expect to get a John Lovitz question here, by the way. Are you there?
Yeah.
Don't sound Mike. It's the Friends version.
All right, guys. Love the show, man.
Thanks. Oh,
cool.
Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Mike. What does Joey... do for a living?
Oh my God! Oh, I have no idea. Oh,
Kevin, he's never watched one show. He doesn't even know who Joey is.
No, are you serious? You
know, yeah, that's what's so funny about this edition of Don't Stump Mike.
Can I give you a hint?
Well, no.
Yeah, I'll put you in the isolation booth and you give him a hint. All right, that's the end. That's
forget, yeah. You can't ask a question like that. What's he thinking?
He's in the isolation booth, just wallowing away too. Come on, Lance.
Yeah.
You people have to remember, I have not seen an episode of this.
Your question, Lance?
I have one even he could get.
Okay.
What network is Friends on?
You know, now there's. What's your name?
Lance.
And Lance, you see, you're paying attention. NBC, baby!
Yes, sir.
NBC!
Nice job, Lance.
It's on NBC. Yes!
All right.
You may be the last winner.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
Possible. You know, I did kind of shuffle through that USA Today.
Oh, so you have some slight light
there,
working
there, on? There's a few little weird things that I know.
Is this Tara?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tara, are you a big Friends fan?
I sure am.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I bet
you
are. This
is definitely kind of a chick show.
Oh, yeah.
Except for Walters.
Cheap shot.
Are you hot, Tara?
Yes, I am.
It's a hot chick show.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, definitely.
Are you definitely hot?
Oh, my boyfriend thinks so, definitely.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, the boyfriend comes flying out.
How tall are you?
Throw her off
the
show.
I'm sorry?
How tall are you?
5'5".
How much do you weigh?
115.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's great.
That's a really nice figure.
Yeah, that's a great figure. Man, that's nice.
Thank you.
Man, how old are you?
I am 28.
So, okay.
I was going to say 26.
There 28, is,
that's a nice age.
That would be their demo, huh? 28-year-old female?
Yeah, she's 18 when she started watching.
Exactly.
That's right. Ooh, there's another fact. 10 years, huh?
Yep, 10 years.
10 years that show's been on. I just figured that out.
good job.
What's your question, Tara?
My question is, how many Friends characters are there?
That's a great question.
Yay!
All right, now wait a minute. Because actually, this has been mentioned today.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, wait.
We'll give it to you if you get it.
Wait. Wait a minute. Hold it. Don't say anything.
Come on, you can do it.
I'll give you five.
Wait.
Four. What is three, it? Two.
I'm just going to say, okay, I got it. I'm just going to say this. I have no, this will be six.
Yay!
Yes.
Really?
Yes, six. Three chicks and three guys. See, I would think you would have seen enough publicity photos of them just this week.
You know what? I haven't even been looking at those photographs.
Wow. Tara, I can't believe it was apparently borderline.
Yes, I know.
I can't believe it.
I was getting scared there.
You know, 2 hours, he asked me, is there a gay character on Friends? And I thought, wow, you really don't pay any attention to the show.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And you know what I notice every time I look at the photographs? I just, like, tend to just check out Jennifer Aniston.
Definitely.
And that's, ooh, I just spilled a major thing that I knew.
Is that what you check out, Tara? You check out Jennifer Aniston, too?
Oh, Oh, she's gorgeous, of course.
Hot.
Yeah. Although her relationship with Brad Pitt, I'm tired of it. It's just
so
perfect. Yeah.
I think she's kind of nuts, too. I really get the feeling that she's emotionally just really quite emotional.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Kind of a pain in the butt.
Well, you know, when who was describing, I think it was Joey was describing their pre-show huddle.
Oh,
and how they had their final huddle, and he looked over at Ross, who's usually The Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you what a tough bunch of guys this is. Ross is The Rock. Well, not Ross, David Schwimmer. And tears were just wailing down his face. He was just a baby. And then he looked over, and Rachel, or Jennifer Aniston, was, of course, crying her eyes out. But he said that was no big surprise.
Uh-huh.
He's like, of course she was crying. Jennifer Aniston. And they asked him who was the most emotional during the final tapings, and he said, oh, Jennifer, of course. That's to be expected.
It's a given.
But he just was offering, I thought, an awful lot of information. I mean, there's between the lines you could read that she is one major pain in the butt.
Yeah, he tolerates a lot.
So, Tara, your boyfriend, did he get you interested in the show?
Oh, definitely not.
Definitely not?
I got him interested in the show.
I mean our show.
Oh, no, we've both been fans for a long time.
Oh,
really?
That is great.
Oh, that's cool.
That is very cool.
Well, you going to take him to the game?
Oh, definitely.
Cool.
Absolutely. And we're very... I'm excited to see William Hung as well.
Oh, yeah. You got to be fired up for that.
Yeah.
Rather to make fun of him, I should say.
Well, yeah, you'd make fun of him now that he thinks he's so cool.
Oh, he's a big hot shot now.
He's changed his M.O. Now he's Mr. Big Shot.
$1,500 a minute after 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this guy's really copped a tood.
Well, hang on, Taryn. We'll hook you up for your tickets.
Thanks so much, guys.
You bet.
Now, I hope you people were paying attention here because... You just revealed some major things to me in that conversation just then. And if anybody was really listening, I'm holding a couple of nuggets in my brain right now.
That would be pretty cheap if they did, but let's see what Dan has.
A couple of nuggets in my brain from that. I've stored some things away.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Don't stump Mike. It's the Friends version.
You guys are the awesomest thing on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Way cool.
This is not as hard as you think it is, Mike.
you'd be so surprised. Yeah, that's what they all say.
I know.
Bring it on.
Before marrying Chandler, who is Matthew Perry, Monica, who is Courtney Cox.
What? Look out. You're exhausting anything I may know.
No problem. What former TV private investigator Ferrari driver... David Monica before Chandler.
Oh, okay. You know, Mike, you did. You gave up way too much information. Mike's sitting here confused. He's like, Courtney Cox, Monica.
I know. I'm creating these relationships. There's six people. Courtney Cox is Monica.
He wants to know what former PI did Monica date on the show.
They drove a Ferrari, too.
Oh, come on.
What, and this happened on the show?
Yeah.
I've never watched the show.
You're not listening,
Pot this guy down.
Pot him down. Yeah,
okay. Wait a minute.
I'm not listening. In the isolation.
Are you able to get this?
Yes.
Wait, what's the question?
He said, what PI drove a Ferrari did she date on the show? Think about it.
Dan, shut up. You're in the isolation booth.
How would I possibly know this?
Dan, are you there? Yeah, see, barely there.
Damn, boy.
He's from Detroit, isn't he?
Or is it Titans?
No, he's got some links to Detroit. Magnum P.I.
Oh, okay.
Magnum P.I. TC and Sky Crew. The guy. The English speaking guy with the big part in his hair. Well, it's Tom Selleck.
Good Lord.
Tom Selleck, Dan.
How would I know that?
You would have no way. You would have no reason to know it. He was off.
I never watched Magnum P.I.
I can't tell you who's in Magnum P.I.
He offered up too much. He gave up too much information. I could tell that wasn't going to work. It was too much data.
I told you this was going to be rough.
Once he threw out four names, I could tell Mike had given up. Really, his attention level was almost zero.
Did you see me check out? It was all
over
my
face. I could just tell. You were disgusted that he even was pushing your brain that
Drew,
hard.
Drew, you do really know me. I mean, that's exactly what was going on.
No, when he said Monica and Courtney Cox
somewhere
and
in there,
Matt
I just Perry
and
I pulled
Chandler,
the plug.
Yeah.
I pulled the plug.
Well, you were kind of, I think just the word Chandler irritated you right off the bat, just the assumption that you would know anything from that name. Is this Justin?
Yes, it is.
Give it a shot, Justin.
I know who Chandler is.
Mike.
No, I don't.
Who plays Rachel on the show?
This is great. This is a great moment. Monica, Jennifer Aniston.
When
yeah.
She was
yes.
Fat,
nice.
Yes. Beautiful.
See, it's that simple.
Wow.
I mean, we'll let that question go.
That's a that's victory right there. That's a good feeling right there.
Who are you taking to the game, Justin?
What's that?
Who are you taking to the game?
My girlfriend.
All right. Justin, you understood it.
Will Boo or William Hung. Never knew what kind.
Yeah, there you go.
He needs to be put in his place. Mm-hmm. I'm really unhappy with Hung.
I think he does need a reality check. That might do him good, actually.
Yeah, to be booed in a pro arena, that might freak him out. He might not mm-hmm. get it.
No, he might not. He might think it's some weird greeting in America.
They won't be there for me.
Hang on, Justin. Justin?
Yep.
Hang on.
Saying, how you doing? Ross and Rachel couldn't stop screwing.
We got another chick for you to talk to.
Okay.
Tracy?
Yeah, hi.
Another hot chick.
Hey, guys. You're great.
How
I
you
love
doing?
Ya.
How you doing, Trace?
Great.
Great, and you've listened to us for a long time?
I've listened to you guys for about 6 years or so.
Oh, man, that's terrific.
What do you do for a living, Tracy?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Oh,
nurse.
Man.
I told you she was hot.
Wow.
So, and I'm hoping Michael know this because I actually wanted to take one of my nephews to the game.
Oh, really? That'd be a nice thing to do. How old's your nephew?
We have tickets for my husband and one nephew to go, but
uh-huh.
The other one is 15.
15. Oh, boy, what a great memory that would be to see the Pistons whip up on the Nets at age 15.
And oh, brother.
To know that Mike Clark stands between you and that perfect family memory,
yeah, that
you
one.
And your husband taking your nephews to the game.
But I'm confident that Mike can do this.
What are you talking about throwing paint on a Rembrandt? Watch this.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Watch this. Here comes a car accident like you haven't. Go ahead.
The friends are known for dancing around in a certain object during the promo for the series. But when it starts, when the song is going.
I'll be there for you.
They're dancing around in an object.
I'll be there for you. That's a pretty good question, really. He could watch that intro, though, and pay no attention whatsoever.
Probably. Could I give him one hint?
I'll push in the isolation booth.
Let me have one hint.
All right, yell it out.
All right. Is it? It's a fountain!
It's a fountain! It's a water-filled
it
object.
It is a water-filled
fountain.
Okay.
Yeah, a water-filled object from the isolation.
I heard that.
Great.
I heard that.
Nice work, Tracy.
Good job. We're looking forward to seeing Hung as well. We want to make fun of him.
Oh, you want to see Hung,
yeah.
And it's funny. Everybody's so excited to see Hung at the Pistons game.
I know. I think that's actually the bigger attraction than the damn Pistons.
It seems like it is.
I know.
Well, Chauncey wanted to see him at halftime. You could tell. He was definitely pumped up when I told him Hung was there.
Yeah.
He knew who he was and everything.
Yeah.
Greg? You're going to be our final player this morning.
Drew, wasn't that something?
Yeah,
really?
That was really good.
Boy, it'd be, well, okay.
We could have a really pretty good wind-up here if you get this one
I know, because
right.
That would have been a beautiful out. Now we're in trouble here, but go
right,
ahead,
Greg.
Man.
Yeah,
just lay it on me.
All right, what city do they live in?
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Give him, like, two notes.
Well, let me think. I mean, actually, I just wanted to just say L.A.
Oh, you said L.A.?
Yeah, L.A.
Oh!
No.
Oh!
Oh, no.
You're killing me, Greg. He was on hold for a long time.
Oh,
Greg, aren't you bummed? Aren't you going,
geez.
Mike, Central Perk, come on, man.
Oh,
I know. It's brutal.
Oh, jeez,
man. Why did you think he would get New York? Why did you think that was so easy?
I knew it was between New York or L.A. I just hope he was guessed the right one.
I was thinking that maybe Mike would have seen a picture of them, but he's not even looking at the pictures. But I was thinking maybe he'd see them in Central Perk, and the coffee shop is called Central Perk, and that maybe that would connect Central Park. I mean,
oh, is there any consolation prize for this guy? We got something we can give him. Oh, I feel so bad.
Well, we
could send.
I mean, it's kind of darling. It was
who are you trying to take to the game, Greg?
Actually, I owe my girlfriend because she took me to game one against the Flames.
She did? Yeah. Game one against the Flames? Wow, you owe
brother.
Her big time.
Yeah. I don't know, guys.
It kind of spoils the the contest if we start giving tickets to people who don't even win, though.
Out of sympathy, because it's like, as bad as it was for this guy, it'll be even worse for the next one.
I got a great idea. What if we have the next player, and if he gets it right, we'll give tickets to Greg and the next guy.
Okay.
Oh, all right, I like it. I like it.
Okay.
Dan, all right,
are you
we'll
there?
See how this works out.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
It's enormous pressure. It's enormous pressure.
Eddie?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Boy,
okay, Eddie.
I'm so nervous, I don't even feel good.
What's your question, Eddie?
Question is, what Friends actor played opposite Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm? Who also cries in a huddle?
Oh!
Who also cries in a huddle?
Don't pay attention to that, because I can tell it confused you already.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Played opposite Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. You're trying to play into his wheelhouse. That's a strong effort.
Yeah, that's a plus for him, but...
Okay, you're looking for the...
Wait a minute. What exactly is the question?
He wants to know what guy from Friends played on Curb Your Enthusiasm. It was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
All right, so it's got to be one of the guys that's on there. So yes. I'm just going to... Okay, there's David Schwimmer.
Yeah. Yep, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah. I meant to say.
Greg!
Yeah.
Now, you and me, baby.
That could have been just the mental rotation. He was going to go through the three actors, and he said David Schwimmer first, but I'm just assuming he was answering David Schwimmer.
You assumed correctly, Drew. You assumed correctly.
Eddie. Are you fired up, dude?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man,
both
bud.
You guys are going to see the Pistons and the Nets.
Both you guys, you owe me a beer.
I'll give you two.
You guys put me under terrible pressure, and it worked out.
All right, hang on the line, guys.
Thanks.
Wow. Actually, this is pretty fun when we pick a topic that's just, I mean, zero.
I know. You know, because
you know, let me share what I've learned, boys. Jennifer Aniston is Rachel.
Whoa.
David Schwimmer is Ross. Courtney Cox is Monica.
Oh my yeah. God.
Whoa. Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Is Chandler.
Yeah. God. See, now you are paying attention. Now you're gobbling up information.
But you are a lying sucker, and the world would have been better off if you didn't die when you were young. You're a human being, you're a goddamn asshole mother. I despise queers. All queers, they ought to die. I don't say Hitler was right, but goddamn it, queers are an abomination on the human race. They're not human beings. How the hell did they got here? Queers ought to all die. I wouldn't save a queer if I had to. I wouldn't do it. Queers ought to all die. God damn it. How the hell did that thing got here? They think two queers each other and they made a boy? Queers ought to die. They ought to be dead. Damn, I hate queers. You think your mother and father were a couple of boys? You queer mother. You're a piece of. Shut your mouth, you.
Shut up, man.
Good, then shut your mouth.
Tomorrow morning, I will take care of this.
Shut your mouth, you sucker.
You look for a new place.
You better look for a new place, you dirty piece of. You ain't got a lot of piece of. You know that. You're not a human being, you sucker. You're a queer. You're not a human being. I just buy queers, all queers. I'll let you go ahead and, as long as you don't raise hell and destroy the world, you dirty son of a bitch, but you ain't going to destroy my life, you dirty sucker. No way. Human is boy loves girl, girl loves boy. I hate boys. I ain't never a boy or a little sucker. I ain't never let one pay. You ain't a human being, you're a queer. We ought to kill them all. They're not human. I like the human race.
I love the human race. I don't like any son of a bitch that says, no quiz in Dharma. Would you mind shutting your mouth, you laughing son of a bitch? I am the human race, you queer. You ain't never joined the human race in your life. The human race says boys love girls and girls love boys. You're not a human. You're some kind of, I don't know what the hell you are, but you're not normal.
WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Drew and Mike in the morning.
Holy crap, you guys are retarded.
101 WRIF. The Riff.
Virgin Mobile wants you to have a super happy holiday.